Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you hit a wall? Maybe it's a tough project at work, a frustrating interaction with someone close to you, or even just one of those days where everything feels like it's going wrong. Ever find yourself getting swept up in negativity, beating yourself up for the smallest mistakes? We all have those moments, right? But what if I told you there's a powerful tool that can help us navigate those rough patches with more grace and resilience? Today, we're diving into something truly game-changing, cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Think of it like this. These aren't just buzzwords, they're superpowers waiting to be unlocked. Now, you might be thinking, self-compassion. Isn't that just being soft on yourself? Nope. Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, acknowledging our imperfections, and accepting our experiences without judgment. This doesn't mean ignoring challenges or giving up. It means approaching them with more empathy and awareness. Emotional intelligence, on the other hand, is all about understanding and managing our own emotions, as well as being attuned to the emotions of others. Think of it like having an emotional GPS. It helps us navigate complex social situations, build stronger relationships, and make more thoughtful decisions. So how do we actually cultivate these superpowers? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Just notice them, let them pass, and return to your breath. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and creating space for clarity and self-awareness. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough or I always mess up? Those are harsh inner critics. When you notice negative thoughts, challenge them with kindness and compassion. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments add up. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, truly listen to what they're saying. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and try to understand their perspective. 5. Set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. Protect your energy and time by setting clear boundaries with others. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're presenting a big project at work and suddenly you blank out. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, the dreaded stage fright kicks in. Instead of spiraling into panic, remember those self-compassion practices we talked about. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on delivering the best presentation you can with what you've got. You might stumble, but you'll get through it, and most importantly, you'll treat yourself with kindness along the way. Remember, cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience just like any other skill worth mastering. But trust me, the rewards are immense. You'll navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, build stronger connections with others, and experience a deeper sense of well-being. So keep practicing those self-compassion practices, hone your emotional intelligence, and watch yourself soar. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to cultivate more self-compassion or emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community together. And don't forget to subscribe to Strong Starts so you don't miss an episode. Until next time, keep starting strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.